Dobri večer, damu i gospoda, i dobro požalovat na moj kanal. So, recently I have watched a certain video from Brody Robertson, and I quite agreed what he said.
Wayland is being forced on me. I hate Wayland. Stop forcing me to use it.
Yeah, well, I have agreed with his overall video, so much so that I really, really wanted to dunk a little bit, not in a negative way. I really wanted to agree with the man, because it is how things work in the free software communities. And what I'm talking about is the fact that, well, when GNOME decided to leave X11 behind and spend all their resources on Wayland session development, a lot of users were half mad and half ran away towards KDE Plasma, which promised to support X11 a little bit more. But it wasn't just clear how much that is going to last. And it turns out it lasted really short. It is what it is. The thing that you can most probably expect from the most popular distributions, such as Debian, you are, like, this is my educated guess, you are going to get the KDE version, which supports X11 in Debian 14. It might be a little bit of a clutch moment in terms of when KDE without X11 is going to release. It's very close to Debian 14 freeze. It might be this version or that version, but in my opinion, Debian will not go with the version that is like 6.8.0 or something like that. They will go with the one that is the previous version that is already fully patched. So it could be more bug-free in the long run, like in the next 5 years, how much Debian 14 is going to last. So Debian 14 comes out in the 2027 summer, and you are going to be able to use it for the following 5 years after that. So this alone already gives you, I'm mentioning Debian, first of all, I'm a Debian user, second of all, it's one of the greatest distributions out there, and probably the best out there when it comes to no corporate influence, at least not the direct one. And like, as I said, it's a community distribution, it's a stable one, it's fantastic for servers, for desktop, for everything, it just works, and for the next 5 years, you absolutely can use whatever is on that distribution. If the version of the KDE that will ship in 2027 with the Debian 14 is good for you, you can continue using it with all of the security patches for a lot of years, 5 years. And the remainder of, like, I'm gonna be a parrot today, and I don't do this. I have never done this previously in my 300 plus videos so far. I have never made a video that is like a copy of someone else's video. It's all my original content. However, this one is a little bit different simply because I have been talking about X11 2 days ago, and now Brody made a, it's not a similar video, but it feels like he attached his opinion not on top of my video. I'm not saying that he was influenced by my video, but he might have been, because a lot of talks around X11 are now going on, and people are kind of mad at KDE for dropping X11, for disappointing them, for betraying them, you know. And it's not really like that, because if you have watched my video from 2 days ago, you will see that I have been talking about how problems with X11 that still exist and will probably continue existing could be solved on this or that way. And the best way to deal with keeping X11 for as long as possible in as good as possible shape is by helping with the development. But it's not just, you know, if you're a user, you might point your fingers towards Ex Libre. You know, Ex Libre is going to save us all, and we are putting all our fate into Ex Libre, and then they are going to disappoint you because they will not do something that you have expected them to do, such as my main reason for using Wayland. My main reason for using Wayland is DPI scaling, separate from two of my monitors. I have different DPI scaling on the left, different DPI scaling on the right, a different resolution, different screen sizes, different refresh rates. The Wayland KDE session handles this exquisite. It just works. You don't have to think about it. It's excellent. On the X11 side, it's not that good. And people keep pointing me to the Ex Libre side. Try Ex Libre, try Ex Libre. You know what? I'm going to try Ex Libre. I'm going to try it in one of my next videos. And then you're going to learn why this doesn't work. It's something that the X server developers cannot fix. X11 protocol designers might be able to do something about it, but who is even listening to, who is even reading X11 protocol anymore? I certainly not GNOME and KDE. So what needs to be done in order to fix the DPI scaling problems on X11 is not on the X server side, it is actually on the window manager side, for example, KDE. But KDE is now leaving, so either you can fork KDE and fix that yourself, or you can patch the Qt toolkit and GTK toolkit and whatever toolkit, and maybe you can make your own desktop environment, which does what it needs to be done, and it's a lot of work. I know, but this is the freedom of Linux, pretty much what Brody was talking about. The freedom of Linux gives you the power to not use GNOME because you don't like it. The power of Linux gives you freedom to not use KDE because you no longer like it. Yeah, you can fork it. It's a difficult job. I'm aware of that. But if you want to really, really help X11 in the long run, whatever long means, you need to do something about it, something tangible. Learn programming. Start working on it. And I'm not even joking. I'm going to be the first one who is going to try to do something. But my powers are really, really limited. I'm a developer, programmer, beginner, noob, or whatever you want to call me. I'm just learning, and God knows how much it will take me to learn how to do basic things. And when I learn, I will help some project that I think I can influence in whatever way. But this is going to be something tiny. So if you're a really good programmer, maybe you can affect something. Maybe, you know, maybe the Ex Libre developers can give us some guidelines on how to best help in resolving this issue or this issue or this issue. There must be an honest list of what needs to be fixed in order for us to continue using X11. Maybe we're all going to throw away both KDE and GNOME and make the completely new desktop environment from scratch, which is going to be, maybe it doesn't have to be from scratch. Maybe we can just use XFCE. That one is pretty good, like a really good code base, and develop on that. You know, that desktop environment actually has some good base, and on top of it, you can't build on top of it. It's not Qt based, but you know, that shouldn't matter. You can patch any toolkit you want if you have the know-how. So the entirety of what I wanted to say with this whole video is that I really think, as just as I said in my previous video, this is not the continuation of Brody's video. This is a continuation of my own video from 2 days ago. I really think that all of us who have any love for X11 should invest in some way into its development. And when I say X11, I don't mean X Libre, I mean the whole package. And the whole package is not just X Server, meaning X Libre, or Xorg. Xorg, let's say that that one is dead. So let's say that X Libre is the future of the X11, but that's just one component. There must be the toolkits that make your Windows have any kind of appearance, and then you need to have a window manager that understands or maybe talks to the X server about where the window currently is, how much scaling should be dynamically applied. These are all components that needs to talk together, and this is something that X11 protocol should be doing. And now we might be getting a little bit closer to something that we could be brave enough to label X as X12. But, you know, just as the original author who made X called it X, and there was X1, 2, 3, whatever, X10, X11, I mean, nobody can really stop us from calling it X12, because freedesktop.org doesn't care. They really don't care. They will just, you know, let it be. If you are like a rebel who doesn't want to hang out with them anymore because they don't want to hang out with you, that is fine. I mean, nobody can really stop you from developing free software. This is the beauty of free software. Because what is free desktop? Who gives a damn about them? What are they here even for? Yesterday, they were here to make peace between KDE and GNOME, to help them work together and make it less jarring for their users to have somewhat compatible software. That was yesterday, and now they are like some kind of gods who force it like down your throat, and you know, you now have to use Wayland. You don't have to use Wayland. Nobody is going to force you to use Wayland. Just drop KDE, drop GNOME, drop Hyperland. Don't use any of those. And let's see what we can do. I'm not joking whatsoever. Maybe Brody is going to use Wayland exclusively. Maybe DT is going to use X11 exclusively. Maybe whoever you watch on YouTube or whatever platform is going to use whichever one of these two. But nothing matters. It doesn't matter what I use. All it matters is what you want to use, and just continue using it. If you think Open Mandriva is not good enough for you, and I personally think it is very good, but for some reason, if that one is not good enough for you, maybe find some other distribution that is high tier in terms of quality that will give you that tier one X11 experience. And from that point onward, you are good to go. You're going to have your X11 experience for a long time, as long as you stick to that particular distribution, whose developers also care about the things that you care, and you're like a match in heaven, you know. And as I said, maybe there is room for making another desktop environment which will concentrate more on X exclusively. But in the long run, there needs to be an honest list of what is wrong with X. And these things need to be fixed one by one. And it's not going to be all on X Libre developers. You just cannot force them to do your bidding the way that you have dreamed about, because dreams are not the reality. Yeah, you know, the reality is that you have to pull your sleeves and start coding. Thank you very much for watching my video today. Give it a like, subscribe, drop me some money on Ko-fi. I'm gonna be thankful to you, just like I'm thankful to all these good people who are already supporting me, and you're going to see their names any moment now. Thank you and goodbye.